Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well,
dolls,
we are here with an exciting new development.
We're going to gag you with a third episode for the, I mean, I guess if you're a Patreon person, now you're experiencing three episodes a week. But if you're just a regular old cheap ass fucking bitch, you're getting two.
You wanted more bitch? Now you're getting
a bitch. You've got it.
We are recapping The Valley.
We weren't going to do it. We weren't even going to watch it. Well, we were probably going to watch it, but like...
But we were very like, we were dreading it.
It was a dreadful thing until it served. And then I was like, wait, this show is actually the thing that I've been missing in my life. The thing I've been craving, the thing I've been needing. And it feels good to be here.
It feels really good to arrive. It feels like it's somewhere between the past and future. Not the present, but something else.
It's Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, it's definitely going into the heart of darkness. It's there's no going back. When you first tune into The Valley, you are now changed. Your brain chemistry has changed.
Your DNA begins to shift.
It's like, don't they say when you do ecstasy for the first time, your brain is never the same or something?
They're always saying rumors about ecstasy.
Anyway, but this actually is...
This will change you on like an epigenetic level.
It'll spread down to your descendants if you so choose to procreate. You will never be the same, and that's for the best.
After bearing witness to the crossover event of the century, you'll never think about life the same way again.
Do you want to get into it?
Yeah.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy, Unique
Podcast. Know what I just said.
Valley Vanguard. Valley Vanguards.
We'll workshop this.
Valley Volvo.
Valley of the Dolls.
That's it. Valley of the dolls. So
in the concrete jungle of LA.
Yeah, as Kristen says, in the concrete jungle of West Hollywood. That's for your 20s.
But we're 40 now.
We're 40.
We're 40. I was like, tell me about it, sister. This is a real reckoning with one's own mortality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to be where I am approaching 40. I feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there are certain things that I don't love, but on the whole, I'm feeling like great, and I'm feeling even greater when I watch these 40-year-olds torch their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It gives me an even greater regard for myself.
You're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we all watched, most of us, I think, have already watched the first, 7 minutes. So we've already kind of talked about that.
7 minutes of terror.
7 minutes of heaven.
Well, we didn't talk about it on the show. We talked about it at our live show, but we never spoke on it on the podcast.
I conflated. We've just been touring so goddamn much.
I know, just like the life of touring.
So we meet everyone, and we have like a map of the valley, and we meet everyone.
Brittany has had chin lipo, mm-hmm, from plastic surgeon to the mid-level stars, Dr. Lakey.
She's giving like goodnight mommy, like head wrap to the brim, like, you know what I mean? Who's Dr. Lakey?
Dr. Lakey is the plastic surgeon who's done all of Jax's nose jobs. He did Britney's boob job. He's like their friend, but also I think that they get like a really big discount on their plastic surgery. And damn, it's showing, honey. I read that, so Britney, look, things aren't what they used to be. Let's just say that. And her face is giving, like, you've taken things in an interesting direction, a direction that I wouldn't choose aesthetically, but, like, love and light to you and your neurotoxins and surgical procedures of choice. But she says during the whole season, her mouth is going to be like sad clown turned down, because she has, like, I think it's because if you can get, like, nerve damage from chin lipo. Oof. And I think it's, like, pulling her mouth down.
Whoa.
I don't know if it has healed now or, like, what her face status is now. But I was like,
it's
Jesus.
It's like drama mask.
It's sad. It's really sad drama mask vibes.
Ooh. Well, honestly, though.
And she kind of can't speak.
I sort of appreciate how candid she is about all the work she's had.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Me too.
Because I feel like some people might just
be a sad mask without.
Yeah. And she's like, it is what it is. It's who I am.
They carved me up like a goddamn pumpkin. Now here I am.
I'm a fucking jack-o'-lantern this season.
So she's had chin lipo to take care of her turkey gobbler. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. I guess we'll have to have season two to see if it really paid off in the long run.
Body modifying to appease Krakatoa with his volcano dick is just something to really consider.
Dodie has had to downgrade from home ownership to vertical blinds apartment life, and it is so jarring and deeply sad.
Why did she lose the house?
Well,
oh, she broke up with
I think
that guy.
She lost the house because she lost her job. I think she had no, they're really glazing over the fact that, like, Dodie got, like, full-blown, canceled, shit-canned, like,
her book.
Cut the fuck off. I mean, I think she literally went from, like, I don't know if she, I think she probably reached a point where she was like, I have no foreseeable income on the horizon. Like, think about it. Who the fuck would hire her?
I know. What has she been doing?
I truly don't know. I guess, but, like, can she even make, like, money off of her podcast?
I mean, Stassi had such a good cushion to fall back on.
Yeah, she had a business already happening in tandem with her. But even her, I mean, but I think Stassi had a Patreon or whatever. Like, she
That's
had people paying.
Yeah.
I don't think Dodie had anything. So I don't think you can go from, like, having a mortgage payment that's due every month and bills that are due to then having no income on the horizon. I think, like, you need to sell.
What do you think she...
And she said that her boyfriend at the time, that guy, was like, sell the house and move in with me. They broke up, like, 5 months later or something.
No, I'm just, like, I'm really
Maybe
wondering...
Maybe she made some money back off of the sale of the house and then was able to, like, float herself for a while. She has that t-shirt line.
Oh, yeah. What's it called again?
James May. Literally the only people who could hire her again was Bravo.
I know.
They kind of had to do her a solid.
Anyway, she has a new boyfriend now, this guy Luke, who's full-time living in Colorado, but it's like a long-distance thing. They met at a wedding where there were tents.
They fucked behind a tent.
Which I was like,
been there, girl.
But I was just like, that is all I need to hear.
Yeah.
Like, that was like Kristen fucking outside, not in a tent, but behind a tent.
I did that kind of at the last wedding I went to. I went a little Dodie.
But that is what we want from these people.
That's what we crave from our queen.
And honestly, at a wedding, anything goes.
And truth be told, it's very Dodie, the situation she finds herself in, where she meets a guy at a wedding, fucks him behind a tent, and then is like, let's start a business together and have a child.
Yeah, so they're really like, they're going in for like full, like, procreate. Immediately ovulating, like scheduling their fucks to match up with her ovulation. He flies in every once in a while from Colorado,
lays pipe, and
lays
then
pipe.
Leaves.
But I'm like, I see you, sister, because this guy has like a ranch or like a land, a big property out in Colorado. And I'm like, she's getting the heads up.
She's angling for
apocalypse bunker. I hope she goes. I think Kristen would actually do well in Colorado.
Me too. She has Colorado energy.
She totally has like Boulder energy.
Absolutely.
And I can see her.
She would do well in a state of mostly white people. Given her history.
Given her history.
I would say but go to the white man's land of Colorado.
The cursed land. But I think she, I just see her like having a baby, like opening up maybe like a
dog biscuit store.
Or like a weird like spiritual pet store slash jewelry hybrid thing. Mm-hmm. And like just living that and going on hikes with like with a baby Bjorn and like growing weed or like.
A nature mama.
And getting into that prepper life because that guy is on to something. Luke.
He's suspiciously quiet.
He's kind of hot. I'm like kind of weirdly. I feel like he has a big dick.
Ooh, he's really not my type.
He's not my type either, but sometimes.
I know, but I don't like blonde guys. They freak me out, kind of. But like.
Yeah, they do.
He.
But he's like, I don't know.
It's out of the norm for her, which I'm like, this does seem like. Probably out of all the people you dated, the most
kind.
The closest you can get to like a good dad vibe. But I'm also just like, you're planning on having a baby with someone that doesn't even live here, who's also like your business partner, and also like you haven't been together that long. Like, for me, I'm like, why don't you just get some sperm and like shove it up your puss? Like,
it's probably way more expensive.
Can't you just can't you just turkey baste yourself? I saw an episode of The L Word where the lesbians turkey basted. It wasn't
cum.
Like IVF. They just put cum in a baster and then they pretended they kind of like fucked and it was romantic. And then they just, I think
I
if you just
episode.
Buy some sperm, I think you can just buy sperm for like 900 and then you just baste yourself.
Yeah, but
I mean, she has less ovaries or less eggs to work with.
I think she just really wants it. I think she's just like, I've reached a point where she's like, I just need to have a baby.
I know, but what I'm saying is you could do that alone.
I know, but I think
she
don't think Kristen.
The ranch.
I don't think Kristen.
I think she's very codependent.
Yeah, I don't think she can do it on her own. Jason and Janet are really cute.
Okay. I really wanted to not like Janet, but I can't help.
I love her.
I can't help myself. I like her a lot.
I miss Stan. And Jason's really hot.
He's hot.
And they're 9 months pregnant. Right? Or 8 months pregnant?
They're pretty pregnant.
They're really cute together. They're normal. They seem really funny. They seem like they're... Janet seems like a real loller. She was like a party gal. I recognize her.
She's around.
Yeah. I'm into her.
I'm into her too.
They
She's
seem...
like voice of reason vibes.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah.
I like him. Jesse and Michelle.
It wouldn't be a true Vanderpump... spinoff if you didn't have a couple that actively hated each other and were on the precipice of divorce.
They're not in the valley. They live behind the Chateau Marmont and they're both in real estate, and he is the worst person I've seen on TV in a long time.
They loathe each other. She is in a hell of her own making. He's triangulated against her with their own child and their dog, and she's like, I hate every day of my life. I regret being alive.
He's also kind of gay.
He is kind of gay. I think that's why he gets away with acting like he does. But every man in LA is kind of gay.
That's true. That is true.
That's the most unfortunate thing, is that they're all kind of gay, but also straight.
They're really... He's really mean to her.
Yeah. And it seems like they...
We learn later that he hasn't helped once in the nighttime with the baby. Pick.
And he even is like, I'm not great at being a dad.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Well.
I love that.
Now
and
what?
She gets left to be the bad guy all the time.
Amazing. Daniel and Naya are cute. They're a little boring. They have twins and a...
They have three under two. And he is a former star of Hannah Montana and iCarly.
Let's star is generous. I think he was like a very tertiary actor on like Nickelodeon shows or Disney Channel shows. Now he does like voice acting for like, and
he
we're not talking
background
like,
voice acting.
Yeah, we're not talking like big bucks like Red Dead Redemption or like a big like
video game.
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto or something. It's zombie snarls
and fighting sounds and, of being like, oh,
and New York sounds.
Hey.
And he records it in
hey,
his closet.
Watch it.
He records it in his closet.
It's sad.
And she's former Miss USA. I don't know. They make me sad.
They make me really sad because it's like you both achieved something and started out, like, you were going places, I guess, and then now you're here, saddled with three kids and on the valley. But they have promise.
They love each other.
Well, you'd have to be them. I like her a lot.
I do, too.
She has, like,
I like him.
Pageant vibes.
He's, like, a dork. He's, like, dorky dad.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, sinister at first, but then I realized I was mistaken. Jesse. I mistook Jesse for him because they have, like, a similar appearance vibe. But I'm, like, they're one to watch. I really like her beauty. I craved beauty pageantry.
I don't think Jesse and Michelle are together anymore.
No, I think they split up.
Good. Kristen meets sad Kentucky gay Zach and Sir Jasmine at brunch. And we get a photo of Jasmine with Peter Madrigal, but his face is blurred out.
Peter said, "You will not use my likeness."
He was like, "You're going to pay." We all know that they offered Peter $0 to return. They literally said, "You can come back, but you're not getting paid. So you can just be on the show for free or not come back. Those are your two options." And he said, "I'm not coming back." So now I think he's like, "You will not use my likeness."
Peter's gone rogue by saying, "No, you can't use my face.
Get him on the valley."
No one wants that. Peter's better as the manager at Sir. That's where he's meant to be for life.
Is that where he's going to be?
For all eternity, yeah.
Oh my God.
That's where he's going to be until, like, the health department finally raids it and shuts it down for good.
So they meet for brunch and Kristen goes, Zach was Brittany's best friend from Kentucky, but I stole him. He's mine now. I stole this gay and he's mine now.
He's my gay now.
I just wrote, God damn it.
Also, I was like, this is really bold of you to have, like, the first scene that Kristen films be with, like, a black woman. And you're not even going to acknowledge anything that happened to, like, get her off of Vanderpump Rules. Like, not even nod to that or, like,
that you put a black woman's life in danger.
Yeah, that you got severely canceled and fired for, like, calling the cops on a black woman. Yeah. That was also working at Sir and also on the show with you. And, like, now you're just going to come in here.
Act like everything's
fine with, like, the one black woman that's cast on this show. It just felt a little bit like, damn, Bravo's wild for that. But, like, I guess go off.
Yeah, it's really, it's not good.
So Dodie's like, Luke's coming to LA for the summer. And we're really trying. We're practicing a lot. Rock and roll. We're going to get pregnant.
Jasmine, I like Jasmine in her confessional. She's kind of like, he's all right.
He's truly a random.
She's like literally like, I don't even, this. She just someday, just one day just had this man and he's just boring.
Jasmine goes, so there's this guy Luke.
Yeah.
It literally is like, whomst is he?
And she's like, we're fucking all the time, rock and roll. And then Zach goes, ew. He goes, I don't want to hear that. He's one of those, like,
he's a screaming gay.
He's like ew pussy. Like, he's like an ew vagina gay.
He's also like
a screaming gay.
I think it's like he's also had it up to here with Dodie and her men, because he's like, literally she dates like a new man every 5 months who's awful, and this one's like the least awful of all the men that she's dated.
Would Kristen be good dating a woman? No. She would, they would have,
why? I think she'd be good.
I think they would have a crazy, like,
she
lesbian.
I think is in her Gaia, she's in a place of Gaia, like, full bosom energy, and I think that she could step into Earth Mama, like, she needs to find a really patient lesbian. And no. Then they could L-word based Kristen and then have a baby together. And I think she'd actually be better as a lesbian.
I feel that way about Katie, but I'm also like, I feel like Kristen has potential to be like Samron, Lindsay kind of lesbian.
I think early Dodie, definitely, but
this Dodie.
Gaia Dodie seems like
Colorado
more
Dodie.
Colorado Dodie leaves
Colorado
Luke,
lesbian.
Takes the baby, and finds like a white dreadlock lesbian who's extremely patient.
Dr. Deb.
I could also see Dodie, like, running into Dodie at like a dead show. Like, I could see her finding like her Wook tribe and becoming like a traveling deadhead who sells like crystals and lets her kid play in the dirt on the lot.
Kids.
girl,
the Wooks.
They have kids.
They bring them to shows.
The final show that I went to in San Francisco, I was coming up on a hero's dose of mushrooms, and there was like a woman who'd like brought her infant in a stroller in. And was like, and the kid was like clearly not excited to be at a Grateful Dead concert. But this woman was a full, like, thin, white dreadlock piled on the head.
Mother
like,
God.
Harem pants, just like bouncing this baby around. And I was like, my God. I saw a guy with a kid on his shoulders, and the kid was holding his nitrous balloon for him. It's fucking, you have to really spiritually prepare for the level of white fuckery,
wow,
kid shit that goes on at these shows.
That's Kristen.
It could be her if she plays her cards right. She could sell like hand carved wooden pipes in the lot.
James May.
She should sell James May dead shirts in the lot, and also have a nitrous tank business on the side.
And have her kid fill up the balloons.
If Kristen joined, like, Kristen, I believe, could infiltrate the nitrous mafia and be like the nitrous mama of the lot scene at Dead & Co. and Fish shows if she played her fucking Colorado cards right.
It'd be a great show. You should write it.
Nitrous Mafia, a girl
just
disrupting
like
the nitrous mafia space.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun show.
Brittany goes over to Miss USA Naya's place with her baby Cruz. Naya has, as we said, has twins and a son who's Cruz's age.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking about Brittany's acid reflux and how she was.
I can't stop thinking about her GERD.
She was told. She was told. Her what?
Her GERD. Isn't that what it is? Like gastro something something.
She was literally.
I just feel like she is in a place of GERD, whether it's true or not.
She was told by her doctor repeatedly, like, do not drink anymore. Like, you're going to.
You're going to explode.
You're going to get a hole.
Simply explode.
You're going to get a hole in your stomach and your esophagus.
She looks like she's filled to the brim with gas. And I say that. Like, I say that with, like, kindness and objectivity. It's she's giving GERD.
She's like I love my tequila shots. And I just remember her like taking shots and like being in so much pain but like needing to rip shots. Like, remember,
I thought about it too in this exact moment. Like, I was flashing back to the doctor being like, it is critical and crucial for you to end all alcohol use for the sake of your stomach lining, and her not being able to go more than 48 hours without ripping a double shot of tequila.
I'm like, and not even like, it was just Jack's
no, just
coming
like
up.
Sitting at your
she
kitchen.
Said Zach. Jack's coming in, and she was sitting at her. She was being an island gal, and she literally took out the Patron. And she ripped two shots.
Goes, I gotta have it.
I gotta have it. I'm sorry. I gotta have it.
I love my tequila.
I fucking love
it. I made it.
I'm gonna make an espresso martini with this shot in my mouth.
She simply.
What's that condition where you're farting, but it's like really deadly? It's like you have like.
No, it's like a thing. It's like, it's not flatulence, which is just farting, but it's like some kind of. Fuck, what is that called? When you're. It's like a condition.
What?
I'm looking it up.
Is it like you if when you fart it's bad, or you hold it in and
no,
it?
No.
Medical time.
The people also search for.
I fart 100 times a day.
Girl,
why
change your
do I
diet?
Fart so much and it smells?
Eat
Fuck,
something.
What
different.
Is it called? It's called something like.
What is it?
Embella. Embolism?
It's
no,
not
no, no,
called
no, 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 no. Condition for your. Fuck.
I'm Googling bad fart disease and seeing what happens. I mean, lactose intolerant? Gluten intolerant?
No, I'm sure someone knows what I'm talking about who's listening. I just.
Wait, what are the symptoms? You fart?
It's like when you have too much, like.
You have gas buildup, but
yeah,
it won't come out?
But it's not flatulence, it's something else.
But what is it? Like, what happens?
You just, like, are farting. It's like, like, when I had too many grapes, I was worried that I had this condition.
You're just filled with farts.
Filled with gas.
It's what Shay Diaz had, diverticulitis.
Maybe.
ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease.
No.
Chronic intestinal condition, small bowel bacterial overgrowth.
No. It's something else.
I'm on the Mayo Clinic's website now.
Anyway, Brittany has whatever this is that I'm talking about. She's on the brim.
I'm on the fucking brim.
I'm on the fucking brim.
I'm going to explode, but give me another shot of tequila. Yeah, I worry. I worry for her gaseousness. I really do. I thought about that and I was like, I pray she stops drinking. I pray she finds an alcohol-free life. Because she looks uncomfortable.
She does. Jesse or Michelle comes over and she talks about how shitty Jesse is as a partner. And
she's like, I slept in another room with a baby for a year and he never once woke up to care for it. She's literally has like dead inside vibes.
Naya's like, that sucks. Jesse wakes up every night with, or Daniel wakes up every night with me.
She's like, that sucks. I'm gorgeous and I breastfeed each of my twins on one tit.
Do you feed on both? And she goes, mm-hmm. And Brittany goes, wow.
She gets baby fever up in this bitch.
Baby fever. She's like, I need baby fever. I need to have another baby right now. I'm thinking about giving it another month and then I'm going in.
I love that.
I need Jax's cum.
I want to be filled up with cum. I'll bet she probably feels great being pregnant and not drinking.
A bellum. It's called like something bellum. Guys, I'm serious. It's something.
So the boys go to like a weird golf basement and they like hit golf balls into a screen.
Jesse goes, I think Luke's over his head with the boys.
And
they all are so mean to Luke.
Yeah, Luke is an outsider and he's like on their show and he's kind of like a weirdo. He's just not like an LA dude.
He has...
Which is a good thing.
It's a good thing. I think he's probably harmless and a sweetie, but he does have vague like...
He's a bit Jeffrey Dahmer.
He's a bit shooter energy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Colorado of it all doesn't help.
He goes, Jax...
He's serving Thanksgiving Columbine with Luke.
Littleton. He goes, Jax, you still block me on Instagram? And Jax goes, I don't know. Did I?
He was, why don't you check and then I'll see if I can unblock you. I was like, Jax.
He's so mean to him.
He's so mean. They ask him about his child plans with Dodie. And he's like, we'll work it out. I was like, that's the wrong way to go into having a child.
I still can't believe that Jax, Brittany, and Kristen were all at Sheena's wedding. And we were like...
Robbed.
We were robbed / gaslit into believing that they weren't there with the editing. I was truly... I'm still shook. Like, they were probably at all the parties, all the stuff, just in the background, and we never saw.
It's not okay.
Mm-mm.
They also, honestly, have Sandoval and Ariana and Rachel to thank for getting this show now.
I know.
I don't think the Valley would have happened if Sandoval hadn't happened.
Again, I'm still haunted.
Rachel's puss pays all their bills.
I'm still haunted by Rachel's blurred out face.
I know.
In the Sandoval pics. So they just, like, rib... Luke until the point where he seems like he's almost gonna cry and he's like goes back to Colorado and like starts building a bomb.
He's like, I'll show them.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who with siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Jax and Britt walk over to Janet and Jason's house.
Where they walk in and Brittany goes, my God, it's hotter than the hinges of hell out there.
Hard in Hades.
Hotter than a skillet out there. Oh, I'm sweating up a storm. It's so hot. They're like, come in.
Get in here, girl. Then she goes, look at Jax's armpits. And his armpits. His armpits are simply brown.
He's like, it's self-tanner, but it looks like he's sweating like poop.
He probably does sweat some poop.
Brittany goes, it's coffee sweat. He goes to the AM PM every day to get his coffee. Jax is who knew? Jax is the most loyal customer ever of this of a Valley AM PM.
Because it he reminds goes, I need that truck driver coffee. He's like, I need a rewards program.
He's like, I might need to drive all the way to Florida, and it helps me. I was like,
I like where his head's at. Is like, if I need to escape on, if I need to go on the lam, I need to be fully caffeinated. He is the he's like ready to get the heads up and have to evacuate at a moment's notice. And he uses the AM PM coffee to get in that place.
I have to say, gas station coffee is really good.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. People are probably like shaming me right now, but like,
well, I guess it must be because he's going there.
Yeah, it is. Like, it's just, it's like extra cold.
Sludgy.
No, it's just, there's something extra cold about it.
Cold?
You get a cold iced coffee.
I don't understand.
I'm assuming he's getting iced coffee in the hot, hot summer of the Valley.
I remember when 7-Eleven got one of those machines that made like the gas station like cappuccinos, and that was a formative experience for me. Like,
yeah,
that I was like, this has changed everything. But I haven't had a coffee from a gas station in I don't know ever.
It's like,
aside from the 7-Eleven cappuccinos.
It's like how a Diet Coke from the fountain tastes different. It tastes better and you can drink more, and like, it's like more refreshing.
I read though a horrific Reddit thread recently.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
Jack, she goes, look at Jax, look at his pits, and then she goes,
look at his coffee stains, big old brown armpit,
big old brown. I love it.
I love it when Brittany calls him out. Just Jax, she's the kind of person that would, he like says something, she's like, no, you pooped your pants the other day, like, yeah, like that.
Oh, Jax, you're lying over there, you shit your pants and I had to clean out the track marks on your underwear. I have to go in and dig them out. It's fucking it's a fucking swamp up in those tidy whiteys. Don't try to fool them. You got urine stain in the front and and track marks in the back.
She goes, you smell like piss and shit every day. You have to shower 4 times a day.
Oof. I bet she launders with like a clothesline. Just like Mama back in Kentucky.
We air dry. So they're going to have a big birthday party for Janet.
Yeah. Jax goes, Janet and Jason, great couple.
Wait, the way these people love to all nest together in like the same apartment building. Mm-hmm. I've never known such a crew of people to like all decide that they're gonna move into like a really ugly apartment building together.
Mm-hmm.
They love identifying like heinous apartments in the same building and being like, we're all moving in. They're truly like termite energy.
They are. It's the brood.
It's they love to brood. I was mind blown when I found out Kristen and Katie live in the same apartment building now in the Valley.
Wait, are Kristen and Katie not friends?
No, they are friends.
Because Katie kind of shaded her on this episode.
No, they're friends.
She was friends with Kristen.
She clarified in the after show that she and Kristen are tight.
Okay. They like get together and like rock and roll together.
Yeah. They're like, let's sit on the floor and do fucking makeup, rock and roll. And Katie goes, I'll do a winged liner.
Kristen comes in with her giant... Remember when Kristen went on a date and she brought Adderall, morning
condoms.
After pill.
Yeah.
Condoms. And like she came over and did her makeup while drinking a screwdriver at Stassi's apartment. She fucking gets down on that floor, sits cross-legged, splays out her dirty makeup everywhere, and just goes rock and roll. And just, like, fucking
puts a wing on.
Puts a wing on. She comes in and you just hear... She goes, let's fucking do this bit. She goes, close the shades. It's fucking rock and roll time. She spills out all the makeup and she goes, she tweezes her eyebrows.
She goes,
you hear this song. Wait, not this.
I was like, that's way too chill for the energy that fucking rock and roll Dodie makes.
You hear her. You hear Guns N' Roses.
You hear a knock on your door.
Here.
Jody rips and she goes, let's get the fucking makeup on. Rock and roll.
Fucking rock and roll. Give me some of that foundation. I'll get the wingtips. Let's get this fucking bitch going.
Hurricane
Give me that fucking
Doty.
Jungle juice.
Hurricane Doty comes to town.
Yeah. She goes, let's fucking make some screwdrivers, some fucking slushies with vodka in it. Shake them all up. I've got jello shots in the making. Let's do this shit. Get on the carpet. Lay out all the furniture. Get it all in the other room and get that fucking eyeshadow out. I need some eyeliner to the gods. Fuck you, bitch.
He goes, Kristen, I don't know. And she goes,
sit the fuck down.
Sit the fuck
You're
down,
going
bitch.
On the floor. You're putting a wing on and I want some falsies.
She goes, I want three behind the... She goes, I want three hand behind the back push-ups right now, bitch. And if not, you take 10 shots with each push-up you do. She goes, fucking rock and roll.
You can hear her coming down the hall. You hear that music, like, really faintly. And you're like, no,
you hear,
she's coming.
You hear
no, turn it all the way down.
Hey, bitch, it's makeup time. We're going out tonight, bitch. Get on the floor. I'm ovulating.
Baste me.
Baste me. She goes, fucking baste me. And you hear Guns N' Roses.
She goes, I have four working eggs left. Baste me. Baste me now.
Oh, my God.
I'm shook by her egg count. But I'll bet her years of hard living didn't help.
How many does she have?
I don't know. Wasn't there a clip of like the doctor being like, you have four eggs? I was like, damn. We're like,
Kourtney
fucking
Kardashian got preg.
We're going to like, but she has like millions of dollars.
I know.
Doty has like a million pennies. Doty has like a piggy bank that she can crack open when the times get tough.
Does your family help her?
She doesn't give me the vibe of someone who's close with her family.
These guys are all I have.
My eggs are all I have. Baste me.
I mean, I want her to have a kid.
I do too, but not like this.
Not like this.
Not like this, please, God.
Jax is like, Doty is a mess, and I care about her, but she frustrates me to no end.
And like, he's like, I just know that this is not the vibe.
Which...
He is not wrong.
He's known her for 15 years, like...
I just think, like, I understand the urge to... I know that the biological clock is a very cursed thing and it's a hard thing for women to have to deal with, but I don't think I think there are ways to have a kid that don't involve partnership that clearly, like, I don't think this is like a long-term thing. I don't understand why you would, you
she
know, you're
come.
So chaotic. You know, you're so chaotic and you're chaotic in relationships. I just think it's irresponsible to bring then a child into that chaos when you could just be
the great,
I guess, like a single mom.
But I think,
but is single mom Doty better than relationship Doty?
I think she might be a good
she'll
single
be a
mom.
Good mom, but it's like
she'll be a good single mom.
I mean, if all goes well on the valley and maybe she like saves her money and is like frugal, maybe she could set herself up for, I don't know.
Doty's a survivor. She's a fucking rock star, despite it all. And despite her very violent, racist behavior, like, she's bounced back.
I know. I guess it's just like, I don't know. I don't relate to feeling like, oh my God, I have to have a kid and I have to have it now.
Well, but she's also surrounded by people who've like...
All of her friends have babies.
Yeah. So she's like, she's probably like, I want to... feel like
I want to join up.
Yeah. Brittany is throwing, this is cute, she throws a county fair party because Janet's from Ohio, she's from Kentucky, they bond over their love of a state fair. So she throws like a county fair barbecue, and it's actually really cute. There's like corn dog, there's a lot of like inflatables, balloons, it's really cute. Brittany's wearing like
giggle. I'm wearing my pigtails.
I liked it. I think Brittany's a good friend, probably.
I think she is, too. And I think she's, like, a good mom and, like, cares about people.
Zach is dressed like a...
Like...
Mullet, long-haired
like
queen.
Like a girly. Yeah.
And she walks in and she goes, oh, my God, Zach, you're so funny. Do they not like each other?
I don't know. He's chosen Doty.
Something's up, but they have a weird vibe.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out. I'm excited, though, that there is, like, finally one gay in the mix on one of these shows.
And he's at least, like, seems kind of chaotic.
We never get, like, a main gay character on Housewives or Vanderpump Rules or, like, I can't even think. Is there a gay on Below Deck?
Yeah, there's a gay Chief Stew who's great.
Okay.
He's the head bitch. And he's actually really cute. His name's Frazier. And he has, like, a little, like, romance with a straight guy.
Okay.
He's, like, openly...
bi curious.
Yeah.
I think Zach has
potential
to serve a lot of cunt if he plays his cards right.
Well, I was watching season two, the Pride episode, and I was like, for a show that's all about like serving,
that literally has made its bones off of being in the gayest part of Los Angeles,
there's literally no, other than Billy Lee, there's been, which was pretty radical and cool that they had a trans, like a hot trans woman on.
For like one season.
For one season, and then she
and
was
then
like...
And then Jax got to go, hey, what's up? Do you have a dick or a pussy?
And Lala headbutted her. Like, truly...
It's pretty cool and radical that they submitted a trans woman to, like, straight aggression.
But I just mean, like, that... But they, like, got her out of there, and then the other only gay was, like, sinister gay Logan, and then cool gay Logan. But
he's not really on the show.
No, but, like, we need more of him.
There was only, like, gay panic.
I guess James.
And trans violence.
But in this season two...
And Lisa was like, we stand with our gay LGBTQ neighborhood.
We stand gay rights. And they have their float. And
also, like their day of when the shooting happened. And Lisa was like, will you please come into work on this extra sensitive day? And Katie was like, no.
Katie was like, I don't feel safe. But they're on the float and Stassi's yelling at Jax for going home with a 21-year-old. And like they're just not even like paying attention to what's... And you see Tom... Sandoval have like gay panic about putting on angel wings, which was really surprising. I'd forgotten about this. He goes, oh my god, I'm like so fierce putting, and I was like, what?
He hadn't yet leaned into his power of gay baiting.
Yeah.
And femininity. Anyway,
so
you know what I also thought? Just
what?
Katie kind of looks like Sandoval sometimes now.
They look like they'd be twins.
What if they discovered that they're twins?
What if they like three women each other and like persona and like turn into each other?
Mm-hmm. I'd That'd be cool.
What if they Freaky Friday? She wakes up as Sandoval. He wakes up as Katie.
She's like desperately trying to talk to Ariana and explain. And she's like, she like will not.
She's like, we didn't talk about sandwiches, girl.
Dude,
it's me, Katie. It's Katie Maloney,
your sandwich partner.
Ariana's like, don't fucking talk
to me. She has
to
tell Anne, like, please tell Ariana it's Katie. Ooh.
Yeah, the party gets underway.
Doty inexplicably has a wrist brace, which feels like very right for her.
She had it in the first scene, too. There's always like a...
She's always a little injured.
I feel like there was always like a TA, like a teacher's assistant growing up in like grade school who had an arm brace or something, like a wrist.
You're just like, there's always something with Doty.
Mm-hmm. Jax is very threatened by Daniel.
Who's Daniel?
The like failed actor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cause he's like, I get it. You're like a really good dad and all, but like, you're just always talking about it.
Yeah. Cause Daniel's whole persona is like, we have three kids under two. But they also have, like, a traveling nanny who's, like, there pushing their kid behind them. I guess that's what you have to have.
Maybe they have some money.
I feel like with their history, maybe. Do you win money as Miss America? Do you get, like, a mill?
It's like a scholarship kind of thing.
Mm, that's worthless.
We'll fact check that. If you get money.
You should. Miss USA?
Which one Donald Trump did? Was that Miss America?
I think they're the same thing.
What's the one where Miss... No, they're two different.
Miss USA is different than Miss America?
Yes.
How can you have two misses of the same country?
They're different, girl. Yeah, they're two different.
What about Miss World?
That's like the whole world.
What about Miss Universe?
That's the whole universe. Remember when Donald Trump made that girl like apologize?
Which girl?
He made the winner of either whatever he was in charge of like apologize for like uncouth photos of her. And he did like a press conference and she was like, "Whoa! Thank you, Donald." You remember that? Rosie O'Donnell made fun of it on The View.
I love, also, Mia says that she coached Rachel in her pageantry.
You get a six-figure salary for the year. of Miss USA.
For 1 year. They're like, you get $100K.
I guess.
Okay, well, that nets out to like probably $50K after everything's set. Taxes, your reps, like travel, upkeep. Like you have to, your job is literally to be like hot and beautiful. That's expensive.
Rachel was like, she is my idol.
She is my mentor.
I was mentored by the Miss America.
Is she America or USA?
Miss USA, sorry. So,
Jesse and Michelle are fighting. They're doing that thing where it's like, this is truly hell.
I hate it.
Do you want to go check on your daughter?
Whoa.
Ooh. The day that I ever say that to someone is the day that I also just march straight to the courthouse and get a divorce.
To do that in front of, to subject others to that is so like,
do you want to go check on your daughter? Energy is like, you're wrong for that.
It's one thing to subject friends to like your fighting, but when there's a child involved that you and this person created, that's when it's like, oh.
And he goes, no. Which is even more. What's also, what's worse than doing, do you want to go check on your daughter?
Also, Jesse and Kristen like kind of like weirdly like flirt, and
he pinches her nipple, he, like, but she pinched his nipple first, which I thought was a little bit forward.
And then he gives her a titty twister, and she's like, I'm like, she goes, I'm like shocked that he touched me.
She touched him first.
Like, wait, not saying.
I could see chaotic Dodie fucking him.
He like likes her chaos.
A man on the brim of marriage dissolution. And also I think she, I mean, that would be ultimate Scandoval vibes.
I felt like I was.
But I was like, when she grabbed his nip, I was like, what? And then he grabbed hers, and I was like, excuse me?
I felt like I was dreaming in that part.
Yeah.
I was like, am I high? Like, it felt so like, wait, what?
I don't know people that do that to each other.
Certainly not. Like, I do that with my best friend, Matt. Like, we, like, slap each other.
You play grab ass with each other.
Yeah, but like.
But I don't.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. I'm uncomfortable by that. I would never like be like man's nippies.
It was a little weird.
It's a little much.
I love Sheena, Brock, and Lala just being there and being mute. Except Brock is like,
they're like, producers called and they were like, you have to go to this.
She was like, and they went $1,000. And they're like,
was okay.
All right.
Michelle corners Dodie, and Dodie's like, anything I should know before I fucking have a kid? And Michelle's like, yeah, just make sure you like ask basic questions before you do it. And I was like, oh my god, she's in a place of ask basic questions.
I thought Kristen was gonna be like, yo, your man just give me a titty twister.
She was like, any advice for me, mama? Rock and roll. And she's like, yeah, ask basic questions and make sure you know what a person's goals are before you procreate with them.
And she goes, fuck yeah.
Which I would think that's like, I still forget that like people be having kids with no conversation.
Look at 90 Day Fiancé.
People love to just like bring a life into the world with zero conversation about how that's going to play out, which is so crazy to me.
I think there's a thing where they both, it's one or both parties of the couple, like when they do something like that where they just like have a kid and they're like, I guess we have to, they crave entanglement and chaos. And a child is the ultimate entanglement.
But to like go through what it, to me is like a huge life decision and not be like very communicative with the other person about how it's going to go. Would you just take a picture
of? I just got my phone just got me an alert.
What did it say?
And I got an email, the gay agenda.
No.
It's like one of those like spam email, and it goes, Carrie, one of the things I love about, I was like, damn, she's clock. How did they clock me? How do they know? I mean, but like that freaks me out. Sorry.
What are they saying? One of the things we love about you. They're like, one of the things we love about you.
It's a Congress email. It's for like Congress. Someone, a candidate being like, hey, faggot. One of the things I love.
It's your duty to. They're like, one of the things I love is how you take it so deep.
Yeah.
So please vote for us.
It's talking about like, you're gay, you need to vote for me because I'll help the gays.
You're like, I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll believe it when I see it. Yeah, but the...
But like, couples love to do this. They love to just be like, let's spawn human life and not...
on a whim.
Yeah, just be like, it'll, whatever happens, happens. And like, or just be like, we'll figure it out. And it's like, no.
No, there's a human life that you are responsible now for the rest of time.
Yeah, everything we do and every decision we make will affect this human being for the rest of their existence. And then the things that we pass on to them, they might pass on to their kids. So you and I need to get real on the same page about how all this is going to go down.
And one day when we are like close to death, this child will take care of us.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. If they're not a strange...
Succumb to drug addiction, alcoholism, mental illness, but, or just hate us.
Or join like
or
a...
Or die.
Or join like a fringe militia.
Yeah. Or join a cult that we can't get them out of. Or just hate us inexplicably. Or hate us for really good reason.
Yeah. Hey, mama.
Hey, mama.
And then Jax...
I love just ask basic questions, please. Just ask them one basic question. She goes, I really wish I had. And I didn't. I love that they were like, hey, King. I don't even understand that mindset.
Hey, King, want to fuck and have a kid?
And he's like, yeah, Queen.
And go into business together? What?
Jesus Christ.
We see a shot of Janet enjoying a hot dog, and you just hear Zach off screen go, oh my God, Janet loves hot dogs.
You fucking bitch.
You little bitch. I love that.
I love it too.
Oh my God, Janet loves hot
dogs. Janet loves hot dogs.
What a soundbite.
He's gonna be good, I think. Brittany. He's gonna be really essential TV.
No, I'm into it. I love Brittany being like, oh my God, I just love the fair.
I love her going, Cruz, on the after show. They have now the Valley people on the after show. And they go, who's like the number one guy in the group? And they make the guys like answer. They're like, is Jack still the number one guy? Or like, who is it now? Blah, blah, blah. And the guys are answering. And then it cuts to Kristen, who is she sitting with? Like Lala, I think. And they go, who's the number one guy in the group? And Kristen goes, Cruz. They go, no, we mean the adults. And she goes, oh. I love her just
Cruz.
Going, Cruz. A baby.
She's gonna steal Cruz.
She should. Just for fun.
Yeah.
But that, like, she'll give him back and nothing, no harm will come of it. No. It'll actually be, like, a beautiful memory in his life and, like, not traumatic at all. It'll just be, like, a fun vacation with his wild rock and roll auntie.
Auntie Kristen's wild ride. So, mm-hmm. like, she takes him to, like,
Arizona.
Bush Gardens in Virginia and back. Oh, Cruz, get back here. And then all of a sudden, Brock's like, hey, Jax. Go pants Daniel.
And Jax is like, yeah.
And he goes, and it's a little aggressive.
This really rubbed me the wrong way.
Me, I have a few things to say.
Say it, Queen. I thought about you, because didn't you like have a weird, not I, like it happened to you, but like you're just like really freaked happened? Out by pantsing?
It happened to me once and I cried. it's actually really embarrassing.
It's aggressive and weird.
Daniel's his back is he's like I think he's even holding one of the kids.
He's posing with Nia and like for a picture and Jax pulls his pants down. He's not wearing underwear. So I was also just like, this is so inappropriate at a child's party. Like what if a child saw a penis?
Yeah, he pulls down his bathing suit. His dick is just out and he's like, and then Nia breaks down and like runs into the other room and starts crying, which like I get her.
I get it too.
I think she felt very shaken. I think she's really sensitive. She's also like 1 month postpartum.
But also I just feel like that's the kind of thing when you're like a little kid that if like you accidentally look over and you just see all of a sudden someone's penis and exposed in that way, you're gonna like have a core memory around that. You just like, you know what I mean? Like that's like a freaky thing that would happen if you're a kid.
Well, look at who we're dealing with.
Imagine being a kid and then realizing, oh my God, my dad is Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules.
This made me, I like felt for Nia in this moment.
Me too.
She's like, I think she's exhausted. She's like,
she's crying in like the man cave and it cuts to Sheena who's also in the room and Sheena's like this.
She knows, like, your husband's the one that fucking put him up to this, but I think she just, like, really loves her husband and felt like he was...
Yeah, but just like, this is an assault.
Yeah. He seemed embarrassed too, right?
Brittany also was giving, like, abuser apologist.
She's like, oh, she goes,
Jax would never, I feel so bad. He would never want to do that to you.
She goes, oh, you're crying here at the county fair barbecue. I'd never want you to cry at the state fair barbecue. That's not what I wanted with the straight care barbecue. And she's like, come on out of here. Come on. Let's get you a corn dog.
She clutches Nia's head into her bosom and she goes, come here. Let me breastfeed you. I still got some milk. She goes, he's a big old jug. You know, I keep my milk.
She goes, who's breastfeeding you, Nia?
She goes, you're feeding everyone. No one's feeding you. Come on, get on over here. You have mama a suckle.
But she keeps going, oh, last thing I wanted anyone at this party to do was cry. I never want anyone to cry. So, oh, I'm sorry. It's like,
Jack, get in here, apologize.
She's also like blackout. And then you see Sheena going.
All the adults are doing like double shots.
You see Sheena going.
Sheena goes this.
Maybe so. Sheena liked that.
She loved it. And then Jax comes in and he goes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry.
I get it. It's like.
It's all fun and games until you expose a penis to a young child.
I don't even think they were necessarily. She was crying about that, which is like the thing that everyone should be most alarmed at. Which is like. I think she's just like, this is our first day of filming.
And you like did this.
It's like humiliating.
Camera. Yeah, it's like, very strange.
Like we're already.
She's just having. Like, it's just one of those things where you're taken aback and then suddenly you're just crying and it's emotional.
But it's also like, this is already bad enough. Like, this show is already like...
I'm already on the valley.
This is a humiliation in itself. Don't degrade my husband even more by pantsing him.
Yeah.
It was
a brutal awakening for Nia.
I thought it was really... It was bully. It was a real bully move of Jax. Mm-hmm. It's a bully thing to do is pants.
Yeah.
And then Brittany goes, come on, everyone. Let's go dunk Jax. Who wants to dunk Jax?
We're going
to
dunk him now.
We're going to dunk him to pay penance. Come on. Who wants a corn dog? I've got 5 corn dogs right here. I love corn dogs.
So they all gather in the backyard and it's like them like dunking Jax in like kind of as it things fade to like golden hour, like hot valley dusk. I was like, this is... bizarre.
It made me really immensely sad because I think this is like the most fun. This is like what the fun they have now is like getting blackout in someone's backyard.
I'm happy that Brittany and Jax were able to hold on to their house for this long. They got off their asses and did a hell of a lot of cameos and joined Slim Fast or whatever Brittany did, Weight Watchers, and got that money, honey.
I would never want anyone to cry at the state fair.
You look hungry and thirsty. Come on.
Who's feeding you, dear?
Dear?
Who's feeding you?
Who's feeding you, dear?
Who's feeding you over there?
She somehow has more of an accent than ever before.
Oh, no.
How long do you think they all, like, passed out at, like, 8 p.m. that night?
Who drove people home?
Well, I think they all live close by.
Except for those chateaus.
The chateaus, they needed to go way sooner than Pantsgate.
Yeah.
Nia's like, I really want to leave. I want to go now.
No. I go, come here. Well,
we love the valley.
We love it. I'm here for it. I'm ride or die.
Hopefully you are too, but if not, too bad.
If not, that's happening.
Yeah.
You're getting what you wanted.
Getting what you wanted, everyone.
Come here and have a suckle.
Come here, have a little suckle from our tea.
You know who I need to have a little suckle? Our cult members. Oh, let's go from the bed.
Don't cry at the county fair.
Jeffrey Pratima. Get over here. Have a suckle.
Get over here, Jeffrey.
RJ, I'm going to squirt you right in the face.
Squirt, squirt.
Kim Lucas. Oh, I know you like to feed Emily. These are all my little piggies having a suckle at Mama's teat. Nick Sedaris. Oh, patron of the farm.
Oh, we love patron.
Oh, my...
We love Orlando.
Hillary.
We love Hillary.
What do you think about Kit Moore?
Oh, I just love that Kit Moore.
I love the way she feeds. She goes, I want more, more, more. That's just Kit
Moore. More.
Rochelle Martino.
Oh, we just love that Tino.
God, Kathy West.
Gosh golly, I love Diane Weiss.
Mariah Kay.
Oh, that Mariah, she just comes right up and sucks.
Owsley Robinson.
Oh, that Allie, she goes, hoot, hoot. She's flying all over the place.
Matthew.
I love Matthew.
Thomas. Summer Moon Honey Davies.
Oh, Summer Moon. We love you, Summer.
She's only known the teat. Timothy
Chalamet. Oh, no one loves to breastfeed more than Timothy.
Sharon Baum, realtor, found me my barn where I can go feed my hoglets.
Pull it back.
Too far?
Too far.
Mike Earhart.
We love that Mike. Oh, that Mike Earhart. I sound like the guy going, boss CEO.
You sound like, think about the girls.
Think about the girls. Shelby and Dolly.
Mary.
Mary.
Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov.
Lazara.
Lazara.
Jessica Hernandez.
Woo!
Lady Swampage gives no fucks. Lady Swampage gives much sucks.
The lady doth protest. The lady doth.
Bridget Wasowski.
Where?
Danielle McMillan.
Oh, McMillan's Bakery.
Oh, my goodness. Brittany Ryan Wise.
Where was?
Rachel Knight, get in here and have a little suckle. Rick Johansson, you too. You have to go with it now. Lucy from London flew all the way over.
What they say about the Londoners, they all love to suckle.
They're hungry.
Suckle. Thank you so much to our cult members for your continued patronage and suckling.
We're not done yet. Sarah Elizabeth.
Sarah Elizabeth.
All my hoglets. Oh, you know, I gave birth to 34 healthy little hoglets.
Who's the number one girl in the group?
Gina Sapienza.
Gina Sapienza.
Oh, there's Rachel in Dublin. She's a bit of the runt, but I still feed her.
The Irish one.
Denise Jeanette Bruce.
She's the queen of the May.
Makeup Fresh. We can't forget.
We can't forget Makeup Fresh. Don't you forget feeding.
Guys, I'm sorry about that. Listen, I don't know where that's
been. A long day.
It has been a long day.
We love you all.
We love you. Goodbye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.